what we just went through. So I'll just maybe point out a few things. First of all, let's pray. Thank you. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for visiting us today with your presence and your love and your compassion. And so, Holy Spirit, just speak through me what you want us to hear. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Well, the title of the message was, you know, this month is letting go. We're letting go of things. And what came to me was works versus good works, you know, because the Bible talks, and we'll read it. I'll do a scripture on it. It talks about we're to do good works to give our Father, you know, glorify our Father in heaven. But the problem with works in our flesh can kind of leave him out, right? So, and the first scripture that really hit me when I was praying, I'll read that, but let me read it first. Okay. Ephesians 5:15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." The days are evil, aren't they? That's true. "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord." What did we just do? We just did that. And Mindy, her drawing was exactly that. When we sing praises to God, and especially when we come together, we're doing his will. That's a good work, right? So let's say another work. So let's say if we church, as some churches do, they come in, have a few songs, maybe give an offering, have a sermon, and leave. Sometimes the Holy Spirit's not even there, right? That's works. That's their pain. Because I nothing against Catholics. This was just me in my growing up. We did our obligation. We went to church. Okay, we're good. And then go off and do whatever you want during the week. You know, check. Oh, I went to church. Check. That's a works, right? It's in the flesh. It's not being led by the Spirit, getting to know the Father. Yes, motion led. So then, this is the scripture that really hit me. So it goes on to say how wives submit to your husbands as the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. What did we just sing about? Getting in the river. That he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. And what really hit me was Jesus, he is going to do it. He is going to present himself to himself, us. He's doing it. Of course, we have to allow him. We have to, you know, be open and obedient, but that takes away the works, earning. Oh, I got to, you know, do good enough, or, you know, do my 3 mantras a day, and you leave him out, right? That's works. And things that we do might be good. They may be good, but are they what the Lord wants you to do? Yes. The should. Well, I should do this. Is that, and inside you say, I really don't want to do this. I do not want to do this, but I'm going to do it because I think you tell me to. I'll tell you. And then, I'm going to skip. Sorry, I'm going to, Chris, I'm going a little in not in order here, but the Lord has never asked me to do something that first I didn't want to do. The desire was there because Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. He already puts that desire in your heart. You know, some of you, you know, we all can't be pastors. We all can't be teachers. We all, you know, we need all sorts to make the world go round, right? You know, Kaylee may love Chinese. No, I'm Chinese. Well, I don't like Chinese. Well, that's okay because we're all different. No. You know, you may love to cook. I could care less about cooking. You may love to clean. That's not my favorite thing to do. But now I'll, you know, I like to pray. I like to organize things. I like to, you know, think of something and put it in order. Okay, this will work. No, this won't work. You know, we all have different gifts. But if we look at one another and say, well, I need to be like Jenny or I need to be like Kaylee, but you really don't want to, but you think you should, that's not God's will. He's not going to wash you to present us to himself as a glorious church. So we know that Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And then it says, well, let's talk about the light a little bit. After I got saved, you know, we get saved, we get filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in us. Wasn't too long, and there was this pastor's wife that I just watched her. Just was watching her. There was this glow about her. And this light. And I thought the Lord, you know, she just seemed happy. There was joy. You know, there was just that glow. And so I asked the Lord, you know, I was a baby Christian. I said, what is that? And then he led me, it's to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When we get filled with the Holy Spirit, with the gift of the power, the gift of speaking in tongues, there's another level of the glory. And that was his will for me. So I sought it, and he actually gave it to me while I was at a business lunch in a restaurant full of people. I sensed this, you know, my tongue's foreign language coming up. Here I am in a business lunch. I had to run to the bathroom. You know, God has a sense of humor. And that was my prayer language, began praying in tongues. But it was her light that drew me. And I heard her speak in tongues. I knew it was God speaking to me. I knew it was the Spirit of God. Was it strange? Yes. Did my mind understand it? No. But it's a heavenly language. But it was her light. And we all have that light of Jesus. And it's getting darker. The day, we'll probably see some more dark days. And you know what? Your light's going to shine even more. God, the Holy Spirit's going to draw people to your light. And he wants you to be ready to not think in our heads, well, you don't go to church. You don't even have a Bible. You know, you're so bad. You do this, that, you know, you drink, smoke, and go out on Saturday night. No, God's, that's not how Jesus sees them. It's the belong, believe, and become. We're back to that. That's how, they're gonna come, and we need to be ready. We can't, and they'll know. They're gonna know if we're judging them just on what they do. And it was funny because, not funny, it was the Lord. You know, when I was praying about the message, I said, Lord, you know, in confirmation, want to make sure this is what you want. Well, then I had picked up one of these out, you know, out on the counter out there, Pastor Dave and Chris teaching. And I started, this one is Growing Up in the Father's Love. First tape. And there's not a date on it, which I wish they would have been here, so maybe they remember. But first tape, he talks about how, Pastor Dave talked about how he really felt that this church, there's an end time revival coming. And he said he really felt like our church is going to be big time in that end time revival. And there is. There is going to be an end time harvest before Jesus comes back. And he said that the way the Father's love. It's going to be a foundation because we live in a fatherless society. And he talked about Malachi. Can't remember exact chapter. You can go home and look it up. How the Lord says before he comes back that he will turn the fatherless, the fathers to the children, the children's and daughters to the father, unless he brings a curse upon the earth before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And that's what's going to happen. We're getting closer. I don't know what years this was, but we're getting closer. And you just look at what's happening in the earth and following prophecy in the Bible, we're getting closer. You know, no one knows when Jesus is actually going to come back, but he's going to have a harvest. He is going to get a bunch of souls saved before. And unfortunately, there is a vein. You hear it through the body of Christ. Some are saying it's so evil, we just want to escape. Get us out of here. They're waiting for the rapture. You know, they're praying. Get us out of here. No, there is not an escape route because he says that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water of the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, glorious bride. And he's going to have a glorious church, and people are going to see it. They're going to see you in the street, and they're going to come up to you, and they're going to say, I got to get saved. I believe it. It's going to happen. So what we need to do, and this was months ago. I just sensed the Lord when I was praying, get ready. We got to get ready. Get ready. Get ready. It's coming. Get ready. It's coming. And so we want to get ready, right? And I think we are. I do. This is a word of encouragement. This is a, I think, timely word. We are, you know, just like today. We yielded to the Holy Spirit what he wanted. The music, the prayer, right? And we go from glory to glory to glory to glory. But we also want to be careful. Like Jenny was saying, you know, there's so much fear in the world. We're anxious. It is. You know, and the Lord knows that. That's why he says, sing. Where is my scripture? Giving thanks. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord, staying as a community here, our church, brothers and sisters, staying. We need each other. It's dark out there. It is. We need encouragement. We need to be there for one another. Amen? And one other thing. Lord, what do you... Oh, yeah. And a good scripture for that, if you're feeling fearful about what's happening in our world, Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Sorry. When we labor or strive to get peace or get relief or get comfort from other things other than the Lord, that's works. Those are the works that are futile. They're dead. Amen. But, and I will give you rest. Jesus said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So when you're feeling anxious and fearful, read that scripture. Jesus, I'm coming to you. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling fearful. I'm worried about this, worried about that. But Lord, you said that you would give me rest. And let that washing of the water of the word. And it's a spiritual, you know? I mean, you meditate on it and something supernatural happened. He will take it. It says that it's quick and alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll calm your mind. It'll calm down your spirit, your soul. Amen? And then This I felt like he gave me from the word that Tammy had the other week, Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy. We're to have joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is a good work. We strive for that. Lord, give me your joy. Give me your joy. Give me your peace. Okay? And then Psalm 16:11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures of forevermore. Didn't you feel joy, you know, a peace today in the Holy Spirit? Just a joy. And it's our strength. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So, it's almost time. I just want to, pray, do a prayer. Because we all got things we're dealing with, like Mindy said. We still have stuff. We may have received a lot of the Father's love, comfort, the message, the healing. But we still have live in this fallen world, and that old flesh can, that mind, I can do it, that pride, self. Well, I think I'll do that. I'll do this. And sometimes we have to rein ourselves back in. Anyway, I do. Okay, no, Lord, what do you want? What do you want me to do? Amen. And we, and individually, but also as our body, as our church body here, he's going to bring people in. I'm telling you, they're going to come in. We don't want it. Did anybody see the 70s Jesus Revolution movie? All the hippies came in. The religious people in the church didn't like it. No, we are not going to be those people. Amen. But we got to get ready. In the washing of the water of the word, he's going to do it, right? Didn't he just say, he will present us that he might sanctify us. He's going to sanctify us and cleanse us by the washing of the word that he might present himself a glorious church. We're going to be that glorious church. So, Father, let's just pray. And if there's something that the Holy Spirit brings to your mind, I just encourage you to this week take it to him. Have him ask him to help you. Father, we just love you. We just thank you. You are so good to us. And we thank you, Lord. And we just ask that you show each and every one of us where there might be an area where we're not trusting you. We're not leaning on you. We're not believing you. Or maybe we're defiant in an area. We just ask that you help us, Lord. Help us come to you with everything in our lives, Lord. Everything, every decision, every desire. And we just, Father, I just rebuke any fear that you would ask us to do something we don't want to do. Father, you give us the desires of our heart. You put those things in us that you want us to do, that you want us to walk in, and those are good works. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.